Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Christian and home schools are our adventure in creation today. Matthew 5:19. Whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. When my children were young and the public school in many states were teaching there is no God, I asked my husband if I could homeschool them. But he wanted them to stay in the public school as a witness to the light. Both of our children walk in their light, and their married non-believing at the time mates have now walk in the light, and all 8 of our grandchildren who are being homeschooled with Christian curriculum are learning the light. Why would I make a radio show about creation science and homeschooling? Because our public schools have taken God out of that. Our schools for decades. I didn't notice it when in the fourth grade when President Kennedy was killed that prayer had been taken out of the school, public school, and Bible reading. But President Kennedy was killed the next year. Over the next decades, our public schools under the control of the National Education Association have led students by the millions down the road of socialism and dumbing down. Test, test, test without content. As a teacher myself, I taught in Christian schools, and especially in a homeschool group, Classical Conversations, where students from pre-K through high school learn the basics in math, science, literature, writing, Bible, and geography, and by homeschool can talk about most subjects with clarity and understanding to dialogue about God's Word in each subject. Isn't that amazing? I pray protection over our schools and homeschools that want their children to know world history, His story, and creation as a fact given by God. It is a very hard road to take. Moms are a majority of the tutors, and most work in some way too. The Bible in Deuteronomy gives to the job to the fathers, and especially for their sons. That is a problem for many homeschool families, knowing our God by His Word, that iron sharpens iron in church, the body of Christ, our biblical directives. I am so thankful for homeschool families and the Christian schools that are still teaching the Word, and families that are teaching the Word to their children as well. With COVID, many have gone online, and millions of parents have decided to continue to work from home and homeschool their children as they realize how much they have missed being with their children. Thank you, Jesus, for creation science and homeschoolers that want you to be the center of children's education. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.